Good morning, Arvid. Today is Monday, 23rd of July, and right now it's cloudy on 29 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today is overcast, with temperatures ranging from low of 29 to high of 34 degrees Celsius, with a heat index of 39. It's supposed to be breezy, with winds from southwest at 15 to 20 km per hour. Later on, we can expect overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, with southerly winds at 15 to 25 km per hour, shifting to the west after midnight. Chance of rain is on 70%. Morning humidity was on 64% and will drop by noon on 55% and rise back up in the evening. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 17%. The Resident Assembly Service shares with us update on selection process for L'Avenir de Roville / Town Development Council 2012, saying that the selection committee for choosing L'Avenir de Roville 2012 is complete. This selection committee was chosen following the process ratified by the Resident Assembly in June this year. And selection committee are Jeff from Fire Group, Agnes from Forest Group, Ananda from ABC, Daniel from ABC, Isha from ABS, Anandi from ABS, Eva from ABC, Guna from ABC, Andy from L'Avenir Outgoing, Luigi from L'Avenir Previous, Mita from Resident Assembly, Selvan from Resident Assembly, and Fabienne from Resident Assembly, including Mr. Dattari from L'Avenir de Roville Advisory Committee. The selection committee will start to work today and will hopefully finalize the next L'Avenir de Roville team by 31st of July. Resident Assembly Service also invites all of us on Wednesday, 25th of July at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone to a Collective Priorities Meeting 2 as a part of the Collective Priorities Project. And the topic is, what can we agree on regards future directions for the community? Juice and surprisingly fresh and tasty samosas will be served. For more information on Project Collective Priorities, you can email Resident Assembly Service at raservice@orville.org or you can call on 948-6623-749. L'Avenir de Roville / the Town Development Council put on a display at Town Hall in a reception hall proposals of some projects. Sunship, Northern Service Node, Green Casbah, and Kalpana Apartments. A Center for Indian Studies in Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone on Saturday, 28th of July, between 5 to 6 p.m., our Will Theatre Group organizing Monica Modi poetry reading. Monica Modi is the author of two chapbooks, and her work can be also found in journals such as the Boston Review, Upstairs at Duroc, Pirta, Lantern Review, and others. Her first book, Kalapani, is forthcoming from 1913 Press later this year. She is currently a doctoral candidate in East-West Psychology at the Californian Institute of Integral Studies. She has coordinated film festivals, revised a domestic violence toolkit, translated written for HIV campaign. Monica will be reading excerpts from her upcoming cross-gender book and poetry, including Never Work. In August, our stray relief and animal welfare will continue a series of sterilization camps for stray dogs in the surrounding villages. They will carry out dog sterilization free of cost for those who are unable to bear the expenses. The next village to visit is Matur, but they still need a number of volunteers to help them setting up the camp. So if you enjoy working with the animals, please give them a call on 944-3203092. For Dr. Kumar, or 944-3843976 for Ingrid. On Saturday, 28th of July, at the Pavilion Tibetan Culture in International Zone, the Tibetan doctor and his team are visiting for consultations. For your appointment, please call Kalzang on 262-2401. Football training has started for all groups except for the youngest group, aged 7 to 10, who will start on the 6th of August. Auroville Football Club is open to all children willing to commit for a year. All classes start at 4 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. at the Auroville Dam football field near Visitor Center. Inscriptions forms can be picked up from the coaches on the field. Oh, the 25th of July has been declared the World Day for Water by Masaru Emoto and his project Love and Gratitude for the Water. To enlarge the circle of humans who desire to participate in the prayer, he asks the following. On the 25th of every month, at 7 a.m., at 1 p.m., at 7 p.m., to express one's love and gratitude in front of a glass of water. Say gently to the water, I love you and thank you. While doing that, imagine the power of love and gratitude to flow from you toward the water of the entire world. All the water, even a glass of it, is connected with the water of the entire planet. The vibrations of love and gratitude which you liberate becomes current of brilliant light and are reaching the entire world. This is a means to heal and harmonize our planet. Between various films offered tonight at Savitri Bhavan in International Zone at 6:30 p.m. we can follow Experiences with the Mother, Part 2, a video talk by Narad about meeting the mother and his early experiences in Oroville, recorded at the Sri Aurobindo Integral Yoga Retreat in USA in July 2011. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 7:30 p.m. they will screen an Indian drama musical, Waves, made in India 2001 by director and writer Mani Ratman. And tomorrow at 8 p.m. also at Cinema Paradiso we can see an Italian biography music drama, Calas Forever, made in Italy in 2010 by director Franco Zeffirelli. And on Wednesday at the same place and time they will show us an interesting documentary, I Am, Part 3, made in USA in 2011 by director Tom Shadyac, with Tom Shadyac, Desmond Tutu, Noam Chomsky and others. At every moment one must know how to lose everything in order to gain everything, to shed the past as a dead body and be reborn into a greater plenitude, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rovradio.org.